viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, regal, 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 regal!
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, il destro vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works it, took it, got it! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Indeed, there are a lot of sports, and I think just off air then I figured out what sport actually is, finally. it has to be like a winner of a sense, but also you have to sweat for it to be sport, I think. That's why tiddlywinks technically isn't actually a sport. I think there has to be perspiration.
You've got to be hyperventilating.
But that kind of counts out cricket a little bit, eh?
Oh, no, perspiration.
Well, if you're like, cricket? You know what I mean? Like, it's only a little bit of action for a few people in cricket. It's not like all in.
Oh, God.
But look, I'm just saying, fuck cricket because we lost cricket, okay? What happened? What happened, Lisa?
We didn't actually lose, though, incidentally.
Well, yeah, we did.
Well, we
didn't lose the match.
Okay, Sam, tell me.
We lost the war.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, both teams got the same score. And then they were like, oh, we can't share the trophy because that's, you know, not good enough. We have to have a winner.
You could easily get a water blaster to pierce right through the trophy.
And,
perfectly enough.
So they then were like, oh, we'll just have a super over, which is the silliest idea ever.
But these must be written in the rules already, right? It's not like they make these rules up on the spot. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, if someone was like on the sideline just coming up with these crazy ideas.
Just printing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the super over rule is.
I'm just joking. Yes.
People that I know that don't even sport at all have been almost spiritually touched by this game, though. It sounds like it was fucking gnarly.
It was pretty spectacular, to be honest.
Mm.
England were winning, then New Zealand were winning.
Yeah.
And then
when you say that, it was like the run count kind of situation.
Then they got down to the final over and no one knew what was going on. And then on the final ball of the match...
Everyone was shit-faced, great.
It was the tied score.
Man, that's... And then everyone was like, oh.
What do we do now?
Yeah.
We have a super over.
Super over. So explain. Do you want to explain?
So then England came out and they scored 15 off a super over, which is like a one over, six balls.
Right.
Get as many runs as you can.
I see.
And then New Zealand came out and it got down to them needing two runs off the final delivery to win the World Cup.
Yes.
And they could only score one.
Which means they're tied.
Was England batting at the stage?
No, New Zealand was batting.
Oh, were we batting?
And
did you take turns?
They scored. They went for two and he got run out, coming back for the second run.
Right.
And that means the scores were level again. But because, I don't know why, they decided England deserved the championship based on the amount of boundaries they scored.
I mean, if that's the rules, that's the rules. But you just got to keep reading, eh? Like faction and section number 2, 4, 8.
Cricket is an interesting sport because there's so many damn rules. The rule book's this thick.
Yeah, but is it the gentleman's game? Is that cricket?
No. Unless you're Australia, then it's definitely not gentlemanly.
No.
Lisa, you okay with that? Is that cool?
What, are you saying?
Are they still calling it that? Or?
Game? If people call it that, who am I to dispute it?
I think to solve everything, we should have just had... It should have been a bat down. Game of bat down. Quick little game of bat down.
My idea was having a wrestle on the pitch, in the middle of the pitch.
Fight to the death is good as well.
Get your best fighter and, you know, let them have it.
Cricket, they're not going to be
that. Maybe something slightly less spectacular, but instead of counting the boundaries, maybe if you count the wickets.
Well, that's what I was...
Because, you know, that's also one of the main...
Right. It's half the game
cricket.
Is to take the wickets and New Zealand.
So you'd think that they
I
would
wonder,
work?
Yeah, that's actually more exciting because it's like they're probably trying to tailor the winner should get the one that who made the best spectacle, right? So they're like, boundaries are a spectacle, but wickets are way more of a spectacle, like for a viewer. That would make more sense to me as well.
I love seeing the stumps
on the ground.
Who would
have won if that was the case though?
New Zealand.
Would we?
Because we took 10 wickets and they took 8 wickets.
Yeah.
Do you know,
that's probably why we're saying that this is what it
Well, the thing
be.
Is, the ICC don't want a lesser country to win these things because
Ooh,
of the money, you know. It's got to be India.
Like conspiracies, man.
Got to be Australia, got to be India or England, you know.
Were there any chemtrails above the ground? Hello, 95 BFM. Do you cricket?
What are we taking court like we did with that boat race?
What's that?
Why don't we take them to court like we did with that bloody boat race?
Did we actually take them to court
yeah.
over this
cup? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because that guy from Warkworth just got a little bit more cash.
Yeah.
We should have paid him more. We fucked up.
Exactly. We'll probably bankrupt New Zealand cricket if that happened.
Yeah. they probably would have had to stop the proceedings because of rain.
That hurt way
hot.
More, to be honest. That hurt way more.
The ground was too soft. The grass was too green.
We had that so won, and then we just lost
really
the shit
out
of it.
I agree with you.
The cricket was just a bit more even.
Yeah. Is surfing a sport because you don't sweat?
I think you do sweat, but you don't know. You're in the water, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
Still salty.
I'm glad I didn't watch it. I don't feel downhearted about losing.
That's so Kiwi. That's so Kiwi as. Hey, cheers, mate. Yeah,
it's
cheers.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Call me when they're winning. Cheers.
It's the weirdest thing ever because we didn't actually lose.
We did fucking lose, mate.
We did lose.
You can't cruise around saying this shit, Sam. I'm worried about you, mate.
Maybe it didn't happen.
The thing is,
thanks, bro.
It wasn't because in the record books, it's actually recorded as a tie. The game actually wasn't. There wasn't a winner or a loser.
Who's got the trophy?
They just had to give the trophy to somebody, and that person was England. But on the field, it wasn't actually a loss.
I think we still got to hold our head high for the power to weight ratio, don't we?
Yeah.
People to players.
I think they should have given it to us based on the per capita.
Yeah, that's
situation.
What I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
If we're going to make up some crazy.
I mean, most runs per capita, definitely.
Is this going to get. Most importantly, is this going to get heaps of little tykes playing a little bit of cricket?
I'd hope so.
I was driving somewhere and, like, I saw, like, people playing. Like, you could tell they don't normally play cricket, they were playing, like, crummy game of bat down in their driveway, and I was just like, okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, sort of.
That's a nice sight. I think, honestly, though, I feel like this whole World Cup, especially the knockout stages, were a great display of cricket, and it was really shutting down everyone that says that it's a really boring game.
Right. There's intricacies to it.
You know,
sure.
There's so many games, especially the Black Caps games, came down to the wire. It was like, you know, those final overs counted for a lot. And so I think if, you know, you don't have to watch an entire 7 hours worth of cricket, but if you just at least
but if you
watch
do,
the final overs,
the payoff
it's really
is
good.
Real,
it's 10 times greater. And,
also you're a bit ripped at the end.
You're also much greyer, you've got less hair, you know, you're picking your nails. You know.
No, but it is really nail-biting, and it's you wouldn't necessarily expect that of something that goes on for 7 hours. But
I did see a lot of people who don't usually watch cricket or like it saying how hooked they were.
That's what I'm saying. I think it actually totally touched some people, strangely.
But it's also because it's one of those games where one ball can make such a huge difference that, you know, it's like a roller coaster of emotion, really.
Certainly
so,
is, mate.
Are there, I'm definitely converted.
Is there a French cricket team?
No, there's no.
Not at all.
There's no
French cricket, though.
Ground.
Not even. Oh, there is?
There is. Have you heard French cricket?
What?
You know what French cricket is, right?
Is this a joke?
No,
seriously.
I'm not. Who's there?
What, is it like an animal?
No.
You're
not allowed to move your feet. You just got a bat to protect yourself. And someone's like, where you're standing, they throw the ball at you. And the purpose is to hit your knees or your legs. And you've got to block the ball away.
That sounds painful. I actually played a game of cricket one time when I was little. You know, when you're like, oh, we'll go and watch my cousin play cricket. And I went and had a bat and I didn't put any pads on or anything. And it ruined my life.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Actual ball.
Hey, shame on you, Lisa, for not knowing about French cricket, by the way.
No, but I wonder if that's one of these things, you know, like French fries and French cricket. People
just put French in front of it.
Well, French also, in front of it and think that it's French, but it's really not.
There's also the French cut. Have you heard of that?
No.
That's
I
when
don't
the batsman edges the ball behind his wickets and it goes for four.
Okay, yeah, but see, what have we learnt about this cricket stuff? Do we need to throw more money at it to win next time, or what's the vibe? We've come second like twice now in this World Cup.
No, we just have to, you know, get the ICC to pay us off.
Fuck, great.
Or just a little bit more luck next time, I think. Because the last World Cup, the final, we just kind of threw it away. Anyway,
yeah, that
it
was less,
to
less
blame
said
us.
About that
this
the
time
better.
Is a bit different.
Lisa, will you be here for next week's So Many Sports, or is this your last one for a while?
I feel like it's my last one for a while.
Fuck,
but
somebody's just saying.
You can have me.
Someone just wanted to let us know that the New Zealand Cornhole Cup will be taking place on August 17th. Location still to be confirmed. Details to come. Big ups, So Many Sports.
What's cornhole?
You know what I can't.
Sign off. The cornhole guy.
In case you haven't guessed yet, that it's the guy that sends us a text every single So Many
so
Sports.
Good.
Like
what's
cornhole.
Great is I have no idea what cornhole is.
You know,
don't tell me.
It's here just to go and watch it. You don't actually know what it is.
I don't want to rack him up.
Okay. All right. Well, I can do a little cross.
We should do cornhole before.
Yeah.
Or somehow. Should we do a pre-record about cornhole just to fill this guy's needs?
Maybe.
If there's actually a cup taking place on August 17th, I'm keen to go check it out.
Is the Tour de France on at the moment?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Are you French?
I am.
Really?
Weird, eh?
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks, Sam.
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome.
persigue el balón al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrés.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.